Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is dollar down, war coming. Only before I get started to say that we weren't told what year these prophecies would come to pass. And it may be that Omar al-Sharif's Palestinian state does not come in 2024. We never said for certain it would be, and it may not be. But we're still watching for the headline, Omar al-Sharif's Palestinian state. It would need to be here before the 17th. And right now, that looks pretty slim. And here's why. Because as you look at these prophecies, the first, well, dollar's not dropped 30% yet. We've not seen inflation rise. We've not seen these headlines. So if we haven't seen these entitlement checks, we haven't seen this, then why should we start to see that there's a Palestinian two-state solution? So apparently, this is still yet into the future, and that's good news. We don't want to see this come to pass. All right, so today's topic, dollar down. I got this from one of my good friends. He said on Sunday, 6-9 of 2024, the seventy-year-old treaty between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia expires. The Saudis will no longer be required to sell their oil for U.S. dollars. And I thought, well, I got to confirm that. I looked several places. I searched all over the internet. I couldn't find it, but I talked to my white hat banker, and he started telling me this before I even told him. Matter of fact, he's got some things I'm going to share with you here in just a second. It is. In other words, 6-9, and I'm recording this 6-4. So we're probably about to see the dollar fall. I still think it's pretty difficult to think that this is going to happen this year, but maybe it does. I mean, we don't know the what year. Okay, so let's get on to dollar. 517, and I think that's billion, because this is hundreds, thousands, millions, billions. 517 billion in unrealized losses hit a U.S. banking system, the FDIC says, that 63 lenders are on the brink of insolvency. In its quarterly banking profit report, the FDIC says, banks are now saddled with more than $500 billion in paper losses on their balance sheets. The FDA also says that the number of lenders on its problem bank list rose last quarter. According to the agency, these banks are on the brink of insolvency. There's more. Due to the financial operation, managerial weakness, or combination of such issues, or if it is the planned collapse of the world's financial system so they can do away with the paper and the coins and bring in a new digital system so that he causeth all both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond to receive a mark on the right hand or on their forehead, and then no man might buy or sell save he had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. It's that close. So I talked to my white hat banker friend, and I made notes. And here are the notes. Now I'll explain them. He says, first of all, there is a backlog. In other words, people are trying to move their money out of Europe. Why? Because they see some big financial problems coming. He says, backlog. People trying to get their money out of Europe. Also, he says money everywhere is getting tighter. And I think he's talking to currency and coins. And he said that he has an example. He says, my sister just went to a local bank. She was only going to get about $500 in cash. They said, we can't give you fives and tens that are new. They all have to be old. Why? Because they're not printing any new paper currency. Not printing any new paper currency. He explained, he says, the way this used to work is anytime you got a folded corner, maybe the bill is a little getting old, or maybe folded too much, or maybe got a rip in it, they just replaced it and put a new bill into currency in circulation. He's not doing that anymore. Why? Because they're about to do away with paper and coins, just like Dana Coverstone said 3 or 4 years ago. Remember? Okay, so he also says that several people out there are saying this whole thing, Now, what is the thing? Well, I think there's a lot of things that this fits. It begins in the spring. Summer is going to be the mediator between the two, or between spring and fall, and the cabal will fall in the fall. And the last day of spring is April 17th. So he's all saying that some big things financially, big things financially, I'll say it a third time, big things financially are on the horizon. No, they're probably not even at the end of the block. They're ringing the front doorbell. He also says both black and white hats want the dollar to fall. Why? Well, the black hats want to get rid of the dollar so they can bring in their new CBDC, their central bank digital currency, or the digital currency so that no man can buy or sell unless they have the mark. And the white hats want to bring in their new digital currency to beat and to replace the black hats. So there's a race to see who can bring in the new system the fastest of the first, he says. And he also says they plan to destroy the old and bring in the new is working by both sides, and they're working feverishly in the background to make this come to pass. And he says this will be a summer of chaos. Now, we think it got pretty bad during the pandemic and 2020 back in that day. Apparently, it's going to get a lot worse than that. Now, we want to think that we're not about to see Omar el-Sharif in Palestinian state. We want to think that we got another year, and I hope and pray that we do. Sometimes I think we do. Sometimes, at least this right now, is kind of point two, no, we don't. He says the cabal wants war. Well, they always want war because they're objective. Remember the Georgia Guidestones that were blown up? Okay, on there, it basically says they want to kill 11 out of every 12 people on the planet. That's their goal. Well, Satan comes not but for to kill, steal, and destroy. If it weren't for God, we'd all be dead. He'd have killed us all. He also says part of the exposure is going to be about the cheating and corruption. Exposure? What exposure? Well, been a while since I've covered this, and I can't prove what I'm about to say, but I ran across this actually several places on the internet. There is a plan. When they bring in the internal revolution, confirmed by Dmitry Dudeman, what they plan to do is massive arrests. Remember, I heard audible voice when I was asleep. Massive arrests, massive arrests. So when the massive arrests arrive, the plan is that they're going to have an 8-hour repeating videotape that they will play on TV. And apparently it's all TV, all radio, all across America. And they're supposed to, the rumor is that they play this for like 10 days straight on a 3 times a day, 8-hour repeating, where they're showing all of the dastardly things that the dastardly people have done. Let's put it that way. Okay, so part of the exposure is going to be about the cheating and the corruption. Also, open the border to bring in people. He says, okay, actually the real reason that our southern, actually northern border too, has been opened is they're bringing in evil people. And of course, we think it's going to be the people that fulfills what Dmitry Dudeman was told. Some of the people will start fighting against the government. Remember, the fall of America will start with an internal revolution in America started by the communists. Some of the people will start fighting against the government. In other words, when the good guys go to kick out the bad guys, and right now it appears that that's going to happen later part of this year. Some people don't even think there will be an election. Some people think that something's going to happen and the people are going to say we've had enough. I don't know. I mean, I ask God a lot of times, tell me when this is coming. I can't get him to tell me. Preparing for internal problems. He said people need to be preparing for internal problems. I liked what Trump said in his interview on Fox News. He said there's people without that don't like America trying to destroy America, but there's also people within trying to destroy America. And he said, there's a lot of people on the, I mean, the primary reason that they've opened up the doors or the borders is to let people in that can cause internal problems. He also says the housing of the illegals are in preparation for chaos. And he says this is going to be a summer of chaos. Again, we're talking about a big battle between light and darkness, a big battle between the white hats and the black hats, however you want to say it. All right, let's go on. I also got this in the email this morning. By the way, thank you for your emails. Your emails make the program so many times. I could not begin to find all of this stuff. So thank you for your emails. So it says, Central Bank of Iraq stops 200 countries from dealing in dollars. Goes on to say, the Central Bank of Iraq stopped 200 companies from dealing in dollars. Documents issued by the Central Bank of Iraq obtained by Baghdad today, Monday, June 3rd, 2024, showed a decision to stop 200 exchange and general trading companies from entering the currency auction without explaining the reasons. Well, we've heard this is not the first bank that's having trouble. This is not the first place they're ditching the dollar. We've heard that a lot of places. On to the next one. Something else in an email someone sent me. Gold, not USD, is now the reserve currency. Americans are paying more and getting less. Money Metals Exchange says, of course, everyone knows that the U.S. dollar is the global reserve currency. Yet a new analysis reveals that gold is actually the money that every central bank wants to hold. Now, I would suggest you call 800-200-GOLD. Why? Especially if you have an IRA or a 401k. I mean, I can't give financial advice, but it seems to me, since we have so many people saying that the stock market's going to fall, the dollar's going to fall, all these problems financially, if you have some money, like Lindsay Williams says, if you have money in paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. I mean, like we heard the stories of they would take a wheelbarrow full of German marks to the store, and if you left it outside, you'd find the German marks stacked up outside the door, and the wheelbarrow was stolen because the wheelbarrow had more value than the German marks. I heard another story about it took a wheelbarrow full of German marks just to get a loaf of bread. In other words, paper, my brothers and sisters, as you know, can become worthless. Now, this other banker, he said, we're expecting things to happen next week. We've heard that before. We've been hearing that actually a long time. So I don't know. And I can't say exactly what's going to happen. I don't think anybody exactly knows. I think even the people that are decision makers aren't exactly in decision makers' position. But I do think that things are just around the corner. And if you don't want to lose your life savings. You don't want to do that. If you got it in paper, that could be a money market, could be paper dollars, especially in the banking system. I'm just telling you, get some good advice. I can't give it to you. 800, 200 gold. You don't have to do anything. Call them and just say, okay, here's my situation. What do you think? They might say, it'll sound me like you're in a pretty good position. And by the way, they love Prophecy Club people because Prophecy Club people call them and they know what's going on. They don't have to do an education seminar to get them up to speed what's happening in the world. Okay, let's keep going. All right, next topic. The West. This is a continuation of what I was talking about yesterday. The West is actually attacking Russia. They're egging on a fight. Russia has already taken the toe and drawn a line in the sand and saying, don't step over this. And the West, NATO, America, the Brits, okay, have stepped over it. And then Russia has backed up. Matter of fact, even my White Hat banker this morning, he said, you know, Russia has been very kind, very patient with the West. He said, the West keeps stepping over their red lines. And it's like the West is trying to make the Russian bear angry. The West is trying to get Russia into an attack. Well, why would they do that? You remember, Benjamin Fulford was told, we have ruled this planet for thousands of years, and we'll destroy it rather than give it up. That's exactly what they're doing. That's why they're trying to cause a war. Because the cabal, whatever you want to call them, doesn't have all of the nuclear codes. But Russia does. There are ways that they can cause a war. A, it keeps them in power, and B, it kills a lot of humans, which the devil loves to do, and it also moves them toward a digital currency, a new world order. Let's go on now. And that's another reason. Let me say, matter of fact, I haven't talked about Joseph Kitchen in a while. Maybe just a second and explain. I think you should not just have food for a year. I think you should not just have food for just your family. Matter of fact, I'll just tell you, me and my White Hat banker were talking about, you know, one of these days when our ship comes in, what we'd like to do is buy a big warehouse and fill it with wheat. Our heart is to feed a lot of people. And unfortunately, I think just around the corner, that's exactly what we're going to be doing. Now, at Joseph's Kitchen, their wheat comes in a 5-gallon, or excuse me, 7-gallon plastic pail. It's nitrogen infused. So the theory is it's going to last 25 years. At least it's going to last a long time. It's going to be last long, a lot longer than pretty much anything else. And at the worst case scenario, you can just put the berries in boiling water and boil them for a while till they get soft enough. You can eat it just like that. So there's a lot of things you can do. Again, wheat is, in my opinion, the survival food. And they have videos up there to show you what to do. They have, okay, essentially you get seven, and they also have 2.5-gallon containers too. But anyway, you get the wheat berries in a plastic container. 4 cups into the grinder, 30 seconds, it's flour into the bread machine, 5 other ingredients. I've made about 200 loaves now. Push about 2 hours, 40 minutes later, you have a nice hot steaming loaf of whole wheat bread. One slice, my opinion, is a meal. Slice in the morning, slice in the afternoon, in a time of emergency, will keep you going. I'm talking about it gives you what you need to actually work and have stamina during the day. josephskitchen.com. Get enough for your neighborhood, really. Really, get enough for your neighborhood, not just you. And start making it. Don't just store it up for a rainy day. You need to learn how to make whole wheat bread. Start now. Okay. Thank you for listening, but let's move on. And here it tells a little bit more. That's a loaf that I've actually made. Okay. How a Chinese attack on Taiwan could lead to a direct war between the U.S. and Beijing. Now, remember, Dmitry was told, and we're not certain of this, where there's a question about the understanding, but he was told that when America goes to war with China, that Russia will attack without warning. Okay. A failure to deter China from invading Taiwan could and will lead to a deadly conflict between Beijing's troops and the U.S. We're going to be spending a lot of money and a lot more blood and treasure if we get thrown into what my father's generation got thrown into, in other words, a World War II. Here's a picture of a French soldier captured alive by Russian troops in Ukraine. Wait a minute. I thought we were only sending bullets and no people. Money and bullets, right? Well, obviously we're sending blood too. So now we got money, bullets, and blood, at least from France, and truth be known, probably all of the NATO countries. Drone attack interior Russia after Biden gives Ukraine permission. So we talked about this a couple of days ago. Biden has sent weapons, advanced weapons in Ukraine. And the Ukrainians don't have the cranium. I think that's kind of funny. The cranium knowledge to run such advanced weapons. There's also a problem between English and Ukrainian language. So guess what? They have to send Americans, or they have to send Germans to run the Germans. They have to send the Brits over to run the Brits' weapons because the Ukrainians can't do it. They don't know how to do it. Okay, so it says attack drones are striking targets in Tatarstan, Russia. The distance from Ukraine is about 1,200 kilometers. The strikes have hit the area Air raid sirens are sounding Kazan. Now, who do you think Russia is considering is attacking them? If it was German made, brought to Ukraine by Germany, it's aimed and fired by German hands, and it winds up in Russia, who's Russia going to blame? If it was made in America, shipped to Ukraine by America, if there's American hands in there, American satellites aiming it, firing it, and it winds up hitting Russia and killing Russians, who's Russia going to blame? They're going to blame America. The problems are America, not just Germany, but the Brits and basically all of NATO. What they're saying is this is a red line. Russia has openly announced if this happens, you are on the list for a nuclear attack. So this means that Dmitry Dudeman's testimony given him in 1984 can now come to pass. Russia could take out America in 1 hour, just like Revelation 18 says, and Russia could walk away saying, they drew first blood. They attacked us first. And the world has to say, well, you got a point, America. Just one day after illegitimate, I probably shouldn't say that, secretly gave permission for Ukraine to use U.S.-supplied weapons to attack and terror Russia only near Kharkiv. Drones have struck more than 1,200 kilometers in the other direction, deep inside interior Russia, as shown on the map above, which I didn't include. In addition, drones also struck and reportedly destroyed an oil depot, also in Russia. Next article, German Bundestag, what's that? Well, that's the German parliament. Asked to activate 900,000 military reservists for war with Russia. Okay, what is that? That is calling up Germany, calling up for war. Germany is preparing for war. So it goes on to say, they're calling for 900,000 German military reservists to be put on active duty. Putin is training his people for war and positioning them against the West. So Putin's preparing for war. Germany's preparing for war. The Brits are preparing for war. The French have already sent people openly, I just showed you, people into Ukraine to attack Russia. Therefore, we must become capable of defending ourselves as quickly as possible. Russia only produces weapons. Textbooks are printed that portray Germany as the aggressor. Primary school children are trained on weapons. And I do know this because when I had lunch with Stanislav Lunev, when he was coming in to speak at Prophecy Club back in 1998, he says, study. He says, you have to understand. He says, Russia, that's all we are designed for. That's all we were created for, is to destroy America. It's a pretty bad way to say it, but that's what he said. So the Russian attack against us has already begun. Referring to cyber attacks, espionage, and deliberately triggered refugee movements. We must be aware that the war in Ukraine affects us directly. If Putin is successful, he will continue his raids referring to Georgia and Moldova, and when Putin thinks that the time has come, he will also attack the Baltic states. Now, here's what Hal Turner says. Shameless fear-mongering. Lies made up out of the whole cloth, spewing from the mouth what is supposed to be an elected public official, trying to set Germany on a collision course with Russia again. Someone should ask this dumb broad if she realizes such, he's so kind talking the way he says it here, since everything didn't work out so well for Germany the last time they tried to attack Russia, it was Russian troops that stormed Berlin and destroyed Hitler's Nazi regime. Okay. He's saying this is not going to happen. I hope it doesn't happen, but prophecies say, as you know, it is going to happen. So I looked up this in preparation for the next article. Wikipedia says the Normandy landings happened on June the 6th. I'm recording this on June 4th. June 6th, 1944, they had a big landing. It's called D-Day, the largest seaborne invasion in history. The operation began of the liberation of France. Now, with that in mind, NATO, cyber attack now grounds for Article 5, collective self-defense. false flag their own countries, blame it on Russia, then join the Ukraine war against Russia. The head of NATO's military committee, Admiral Rob Bauer, has said that NATO can declare war over a cyber attack. Are you catching this? Russia is already saying that Russia has already been attacked, that Russia can already declare war. Now, NATO is saying we can declare war. We can already enact Article 5. What's Article 5? That says that if one of the NATO countries is attacked, all of the NATO countries will join the war and come into defense against that nation. They're saying that they can already declare war. NATO can already bring Article 5 into effect, and NATO can already attack Russia. Brothers and sisters, you know, I've never seen this in my lifetime. I was too small during the days of the Cuban Missile Crisis. I remember them talking about it, but, you know, it didn't make much sense to me. But this is serious. He says, we have agreed in NATO that a cyber attack can, in principle, be a reason to invoke Article 5. So now, not only a real attack, but also a cyber attack can be reason for a NATO member to declare Article 5 collective defense. The main thing is to identify the organizer of the attack. If the attacker is unknown, you don't have enough data to declare on anyone, unless you manufacture itself, the article says. So, I think I've run out of time. Perhaps I'll continue this tomorrow. In the meantime, I suggest you go to 800-200-GOLD, 800-200-GOLD, go to Joseph's, that has an S in it, josephskitchen.com, josephskitchen.com. Get yourself some food. And if you want your car to start when the suitcase needs to go off, get you one of these, each one of your cars. Also, they have them for your house. You get it by going to empshield.com. Use the promo code PROPHECY, get you a $50 discount, and it helps your prophecy club. I've not talked about our books for a long time, so I'm going to take a minute and explain them. First of all, I think this is the very best book that I've ever written, and it's called The Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy, but it does not have the word rapture in it, does not discuss it. This is only talking about Bible prophecy. So the story is, in 2017, I memorized the book of Revelation. I got 30 revelations, 2 visions, and an audible voice. God showed me the word first fruits is a secret door that links Revelation and the feasts, showing the correct chronological order of Revelation. One prophetic word says there is a lock that I put over a word in the book of Revelation. I'm going to open it to you, and it will turn many books written on the end time message into obsolete books. That's this book. Then I next wrote Miss the Mark. And it's for anyone. It's simple. It's if they read 3 pages, they'll read the whole book. They read the whole book, they will never take the mark of the beast. Also, this tribulation sequence in Daniel is just the most important parts of Daniel that someone living in a tribulation needs to know. These are the best prophecies from the last 32 years of study and teaching Bible prophecy from Dimitri Dudema, Michael Baldea, Leslie Johnson, Henry Griever, Shane Warren, Terry Bennett, Maurice Sklar, Augusto Perez, Doug Metzger, Bree Keaton, and more. Each set of these, in other words, this is a set of 10, a set of 10, a set of 5, a set of 10, a set of 5. It's a total of 40 books. You can get one set of each, 40 books, for a gift of $100 at prophecyclub.com. We also put together a Watchman's package, which contains 2 2-foot by 3-foot charts, and my handwritten book of Revelation, 5 DVDs on the School of the Watchman, and 5 of the copies of Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy, all you value at $355 for a gift of $200. Prophecyclub.com.